This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. First responders in Divide, northwest of Colorado Springs, will dedicate a new ambulance tomorrow in honor of a former EMT. The Ute Pass Regional Health Service District will dedicate the ambulance, known as Medic 14, in memory of Bonnie Culpepper. She's described as a beloved member of the team. Culpepper died after a traffic accident in Lake County last fall. Republican Lauren Boebert's bill to prevent cost increases for energy production on public lands passed the U.S. House today, largely along party lines. Her bill would stop a Bureau of Land Management rule from going into effect that would have increased bond rates. That money is used to ensure wells are plugged and cleaned.
This significant increase will tie up capital that would otherwise be put back into production.
It's been more than 60 years since bond rates were raised. The bill heads to the Senate, where it is not expected to advance. A number of Democrats, including Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, support updating oil and gas bond requirements. The Colorado men's basketball team is in the run for the NCAA tournament tonight. The Buffs tip off against Boise State in just a few minutes. Tomorrow, Colorado State plays Texas. And then, on Friday, the highly anticipated CU women's team kicks off their tournament run. They are the highest-ranked college basketball team in the state, and they're coming off a Sweet 16 run last year. You're listening to CPR News.